Well, at that time, my father, my grandfather, came from Italy. He was a more or less an entrepreneur. It's a remarkable story to tell about him. He came to this country, and not knowing how to speak English or anything, but over in Italy, he was. In those days, they had like we had here, patroon system, back in those years, where a landowner would have a lot of land and he'd rent out some of his land to so-called peasants, and they would raise stuff and share it with the owner of the property. So if you wanted a couple acres or land, you would go to the owner and say, you know, I'll give you 20% or 50, like it's in the Bible. Well, my grandfather was like an accountant there for the owner. So he used to go around and check with the farmers and, you know, assess what they had. So when he came to this country, being, you know, a little business background, everybody here at that time, they either, in the summertime, used to work on the brickyards, because that was the brickyard. So in the wintertime, that was it, before refrigeration, they used to get the ice off the Hudson River and box it, and had all the towns up and down the river from, let's say, Poughkeepsie to Albany, and ice houses. And I mean big ice houses. They used to fill those ice houses up, and they used to put the ice in there, and then cakes of ice, you know, like, it used to be like 2x4s feet, 2x4 blocks of ice, 10, 12 inches thick. Put them in the ice house, and each layer they cover with sawdust that held the ice so it wouldn't melt very fast. In the summertime, they would ship some of that ice down to New York City, where most of the big market was, and sell it. You know, and they used to have the guys with the horse and wagon deliver ice to the ice box to people in the neighborhood. You know, you could buy a big chunk of ice for like 10 cents, 15 cents. You know, you could buy a whole cake of ice for a dollar, you know. And the guy used to peddle ice, so to speak. And then in the summertime, and most of the guys that peddled ice in the wintertime were coal, sell coal, you know. So like, that's how they used to live, make a living on.